Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, allow me to congratulate Argentina for assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament for this term. It's a great honor to address the Conference on Disarmament today in my capacity as president of the Convention to the Prohibition and Use of Stockpiling and Production and Transfer of Anti-Personnel Mines and their destructions. This coming Sunday, the 1st of March, marks the 21st anniversary of the entry into force for this landmark humanitarian and disarmament instrument. 21 years is a significant period of time, and therefore it is timely to pause and take stock of what has transpired during this period. As we noted during the Force Review Conference last November in Oslo, the anti-landmine movement continues progressing towards its goals. 164 states have now made a solid commitment to end the suffering and casualties caused by anti-personnel mines. But of course, ending the suffering caused by anti-personnel mine means more than only achieving universal acceptance of the conventions. We must also make sure to clear all mined areas, destroy all stocks, and assist the victims. Again, in 20 years since entry into force, significant progress has been made. Mr. President, there are now 31 states parties have complied with their obligations to identify mined areas and to destroy all anti-personnel mines within these mined areas. In addition, one of the state's parties, namely the Republic of Chile, has confirmed that it will conclude its mine clearance efforts in 2020, this year. With respect to the destruction of stockpiled anti-personnel mines, since entry into force of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, together, the state parties have destroyed approximately 53 million stockpiled mines. With respect to the victim assistance, the link between the convention's promise to assist landmine survivors and the relevant human rights framework was strengthened through the convention interaction with the legal frameworks related to the rights of persons with disabilities, as well as with the health, education, employment, and development sectors. Moreover, as one of the great leaders in this movement, Norway led the work of the Force Review Conference last year, which culminated in the adoption of the Oslo Action Plan, which will guide state parties in the implementation of the convention over the course of the next 5 years. Mr. President, allow me to seize this opportunity to appeal to all members of the Conference of Disarmament that have not yet done so to join the convention as soon as possible. In addition, I would ask all states to renew their efforts to implement the convention, and I will also be working closely with regional organizations across the world to collaborate furthermore in the universalization of the convention. To this end, the most recent initiative of the African Union for silencing the guns in Africa will pave the way for me to forge working relations with this important and vibrant organization during our presidency. Our convention is historic and our progress has been tremendous, but more work needs to be done. Let us work together to achieve our collective and ultimate goal of a world free of mine by 2025. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, Allow me to make few remarks about my own country, Sudan. First and foremost, allow me to express our thanks and gratitude for accepting the request of Sudan to join the Conference on Disarmament as an observer. As Sudan presides over the Convention on Elimination of Anti-Personnel Mine, it's a step forward in Sudan's effort towards disarmament. Sudan is making effort of disarmament in our region. The bilateral collaboration between Sudan and Chad in clearance of landmines in the border areas. We are working to have an agreement to be finalized very soon. As you may be aware, Sudan recently witnessed a political transformation following a popular revolution called for freedom, peace, and justice, and was able to establish a transitional government. This government is determined to make fundamental positive changes in the country. Peacemaking process has been launched as priority with all armed groups, and some agreement has already been signed and the process is moving on. The transitional government is working on opening humanitarian corridors through mine action. This effort will help many areas to develop and prosper and will allow the safe return of those displaced due to previous conflicts back to their homes. Let us continue our collective work closer to our ultimate goal in a greater number and with a solid commitment that will be sustained until the job is completely done. I thank you, Mr. President.